say if a man had wood in the back of his wagon, you'd say he was
hauling wood.
Alrighty. Suppose there's a log across the road. You'd say I tied a rope to it and
drug it away.
Okay. What do you do? Break the ground with in the springtime?
The plow.
And after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Back in Grandpa's days, they drug a log over it to smooth it out and then plowed it again because they didn't have the equipment and the machinery that they have today.
That's real. Where did you call it when you drug the log over it?
Grandpa always called it pulverizing it when he was pulverizing the ground.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the way I see it, he was mixing the dirt.
Yeah. And then is it banged up again?
Right. Right.
Yeah. What did the wheels of the wagon fit into?
Tracks? The wheels of the wagon
like,
the wagon rolling down the road?
Well, like, here's the wagon wheels.
Uh-huh.
And what's the thing that holds it together? Holds them together?
Oh, the thing that holds the wheels on the wagon is the axle.
Okay. Now, I knew that one. That's about the only thing I know about the wagon wheels and the axle. What do you call the egg-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it? You told me that.
Yeah, that was what I call, and Grandpa called a chop block. It was an X built out of two pieces of wood, and you lay your log lengthways across it, and then you saw it off any length you wish. That X frame was to hold the wood steady while the saw ran through it.
And that's what you said a sawhorse before, where they used to do
different
things.
Yeah, you can call them a sawhorse or an X frame or what have you.
Gee. Okay, you brush your hair. Well, I brush my hair with a
brush.
Okay. Well. Oh boy. Okay, when you use a straight razor on a leather
strap to sharpen it.
And what do you put into a revolver?
Into a revolver, you put bullets into a revolver.
Okay, what's the whole thing that holds the bullet?
The chamber.
Okay. What were some of the things y'all used to play with on the farm? Did y'all ever have any?
Back in my childhood days, we had. Well, I'll never forget one Christmas. I got a little wagon. It was a solid wooden wagon. And after I towed the wagon up, I had played with it till it was gone. I took the little metal hooks off of the wheel and took me a wire and made me a handle, and I rolled the hook with the wire. And back in those days, it wasn't the toys that we have today.
Uh-huh.
We had to find us something to do. And a lot of times we'd go to the woods and get us a piece of hickory and make a whistle to whistle with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we would also take an old corn cob and get a piece of cane. We'd go down in the field and cut a piece of cane and make a corn cob pipe. We had lots of fun with corn cob pipes.
Gee. Oh, and the cane had a hole in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.